Dormitibus, Chapter 1, A Nightmare Unleashed. The night before the Summer Sun celebration was a time to behold. For every pony around Equestria, it was a time to prepare and start early celebrations for the longest day of the year. And it was also the point in time when the Mare and the Moon was sealed away in... well, the moon. Ponyville was the finest example of these kinds of festivities. A town known for partying with the added bonus of the party pony herself. Fit with DJs, a party animal, and several free spirits, the town hall was stuffed full of mares who were ready to light things up. This year was special to them, as it was the first time in history that the Princess of the Day, Princess Alestia, rose the sun ceremoniously in Ponyville. They had to make sure that this was perfect, not only for themselves, but for the height of royalty. As ponies wandered the dark night, a lone mare turned off on her barren block, going down to refill her bucket full of carrots at her home. As she wandered, she could feel a bit of uneasiness in the air. It was as if she wasn't the only one at this part of Ponyville. Her expression became more and more unnerved as she approached her home. The pale goldenrod mare jumped when a can of vegetables fell from the alley beside her house, the canister rolling out and tapping her foot. Eyeing it suspiciously, she turned back to the dark shadows of the passageway and tried to find any pony inside. It was strange, seeing it so dark. None of the other alleyways were pitch black like this, so why was the one beside her house so dark? That was the moment that she realized that she wasn't staring down a dark alley, but instead staring at the stomach of a creature twice her size. Seeing a white light at the top of her vision, she followed it up to find the oddly shaped eyes of a horrifying creature staring back at her. Its body oozed and drizzled with some sort of black substance, and its teeth and writhing tendrils did not spell friendly. Dropping her empty bucket, she backed away from the monster, gulping down a lump in her throat as the thing hissed at her.
Please, I...
The mare didn't have any time to speak, nor react, as four tendrils shot from the darkness, snatching her up and swiftly pulling her into the alleyway. Her screams were short, turned into muffled cries as the creature absorbed her into its chest, bringing her into the suit worn around the human and violently sapping her of her sustenance. Her magical nutrients were devoured quickly, and upon being spat out, she flopped onto the dirt, now looking anorexic and more pale than she did before. The morbid beast that was the human stepped out, looming over the mare before stepping over her. She was a nice first-course appetizer, but he was still hungry. The pang remained in his stomach, as he attempted to sniff out more of these... anthropomorphics. Jogging down the dirt street, the human pushed himself into the air, going higher than he expected with just a simple leap. With the air that he took upon jumping, he easily arced over several blocks of this town. Slamming down on top of a house, the monster shook the shingles off as he walked to the edge. Grasping the side of the roof, his eyes blinked and reshaped as he surveyed the land for more food.
I know, right? It's so sad, isn't it?
He perked up and turned to the left, watching as two younger ponies walked down the street beside the house. One was of a light pink coat with a tiara on her head. The other was a dull gray, with sky blue glasses on her muzzle.
It totally is! Those blind flanks actually thought that they could get their cutie marks by doing that! What a bunch of losers!
The human tilted his head at the terminology they used.
Blind flanks? Cutie marks?
He hissed, as his stomach demanded more nutrients. Not caring that they were children, he leaped from the house and slammed down behind them. Both spun around, but only one was able to scream and run, while the other, the pink one, was swallowed up into the behemoth's ooze. With his front gurgling and bubbling, he fed off of the little one's essence, before tossing her aside and moving on to chase down the next target. Jumping to the side of a house, he clawed his way up, leaving behind marks and broken windows as he reached the top. The greatest scent of food was coming from further into town. Looking off in said direction, he could see a tall structure in the center of this large village of neighborhoods. And all of the tasty, defenseless snacks were gathering there. Twilight Sparkle made her way into Town Hall, the first moment her dragon assistant Spark notified her of the oncoming sunrise. Having stayed up all night thanks to the rowdy behavior of her crazy neighbors, Twilight was ready to get this over with and go back to a long-awaited sleep. Standing in the middle of the crowd, crossing her arms under her bosom, she awaited for the ceremony to start in peace. Or she would've if it weren't for a familiar hyperactive pink pony speeding up to her side.
Isn't this exciting? Are you excited? Because I'm excited. I've never been more excited!
She bounced in place as Twilight watched with a blank expression, not sure yet how to react to this mare. Seriously, does she snort the good shit when no pony's looking? What is wrong with the sugar-loaded party element? She took a step back, as the mare who earlier in the night introduced herself as Pinkie Pie froze.
Well, actually the one other time I saw you walking into town and I was like, but who could really top that?
Twilight had her head craned away in surprise with a look that said,
Holy crap, what are you on?
Turning away from the crazy ponies as the ceremony began, the purple bookworm looked up towards the balcony, where her mentor and teacher, Princess Celestia, was. With the birds singing in harmony with the trumpets, the mayor of Ponyville stepped out onto the stage below the balcony, addressing every pony in the room with an excited smile.
Fillies and mares, as mayor of Ponyville, it is my great pleasure to announce the beginning of the Summer Sun Celebration.
The crowd cheered around Twilight as the paranoid unicorn looked up towards the skylight. Her fears and worries about a certain mare on the moon had been itching her thoughts for the last few hours, and the more she stared at the moon, the more she felt like it was staring back. The stars seemed to drift towards it as well, four in particular approaching from all directions. Pursing her lips, she turned back to the ceremony as Mayor Mare cast her hand up to the balcony above her.
In just a few moments, our town will witness the magic of the sunrise and celebrate this, the longest day of the year.
One last glance at the moon made Twilight double at it. The mare on the moon, the emblem etched into it. It was gone. And so were the stars.
Oh no.
She turned back to the balcony, as a sense of dread emanated from behind it.
And now it is a great honor to introduce the ruler of our lands, the very pony that gives us the sun and the moon each and every day. Princess Celestia!
Twilight turned up to the balcony, as another mare that she met and introduced herself to, a fashionista named Rarity, tugged the rope from the curtain down and cast them aside. As the spotlights cast next to her, she, along with every pony else, was confused. Princess Celestia wasn't there, and with her absence, Twilight's fears only grew. Mayor Mare blinked at this predicament herself, turning back to the crowd, as they were getting antsy by the second.
Remain calm, every pony. There must be a delay or something of the sort. I'll head back and...
A chilling breeze passed through the room, as a band of abnormal smoke rolled in after it. Working its way inward, the oddly blue haze swirled around the location of where Celestia was supposed to stand and created a small cyclone to mask the entrance of a new, darker royal. Materializing before the mares of Ponyville, a tall, voluptuous figure stood before them. A mare that was on equal height with the princess of the day, but with fur blacker than tar. On her arms and legs were gauntlets, and high heels forged with the same metal that constructed the armor of the Canterlot Royal Guard, and her generous chest and head were adorned with a chestplate and helmet of the same kind. Her mane was but of the same hazing, starry smoke that swept throughout the room, and her cobalt blue eyes were slitted at the irises, giving a predatory stare to her gaze. Two wings, one not native to equine pegasi, flared out. They resembled bat-like protrusions, but with feathers on the interior of their leathery makeup. A single long unicorn horn poked through the helmet, sticking up at the same length as Celestia's. With both this and the wings, it was of little doubt that this pony was a part of the race that provided to be the most powerful amongst the pony species. She was an alicorn, and a much darker one than Celestia. Her eyes scanned the ponies before her, a cold glare making every pony shiver.
How interesting. It seems my time away has not shown much progress in terms of advancements to our culture. And here I thought 1,000 years would bring much more change.
She pursed her lips before giving a low chuckle, which slowly turned into a maniacal cackle.
Oh, my beloved subjects, it has been oh so long since I've bore witness to your sun-loving faces.
Rainbow Dash, a speedster Twilight also had the pleasure to meet, attempted to rush the alicorn, only to be pulled back by the orange farm mare, Applejack.
What did you do with our princess? Simmer down, Rainbow, don't go rushing in willy-nilly!
The dark mare rose an eyebrow at the rainbow mane Pegasus.
Your princess, you say? Do you not remember me? Or is my crown not good enough for you?
She sailed off the balcony, gliding over the ponies in the town hall.
Does my crown no longer count due to my absence? I suppose your memories would be short considering you do not live eternally. But I have been imprisoned for 1,000 years, waiting, watching, and planning for my return.
She landed on the stage next to Mayor Mare, her mane swirling around the elder's neck and forcing her to look up into the terrifying alicorn's eyes.
Did you not recall the legend? Did you not see the signs? I did!
The mare's ear perked up, and she turned to Twilight Sparkle, the prodigy student growing enough courage to glare back at her.
I knew about you ever since I first read about your legends, and I know who you really are. You are the Mare in the Moon. Nightmare Moon.
Nightmare Moon again rose an eyebrow, as the room watched from the sidelines, the Dark Royal licking her lips as she smirked.
Well, well, well. Some pony remembers me after all. And I'm assuming you know why I'm here, yes? You're going to...
Nightmare Moon saw the look on Twilight's face, and her smile only widened.
Oh, remember this day, little ponies, for it will be your last. From this moment forward, the night shall last forever!
Nightmare Moon blinked as she heard the sound of the walls being broken down. A cart that was positioned outside for the Summer Sun Festival was thrown through the window, taking part of the wall with it and running down a few ponies. She watched it come to a halt, then turned back to the hole as something landed in front of it. A beast of 10 feet roared into the town hall, its hungry eyes glazing over every pony. Its body was made out of some sort of magical sludge and teeth. To the ponies, this creature was unknown to them, but to Nightmare Moon, she'd recognize that kind of ooze anywhere. After all, it's the same color that coats and corrupts her own body. Yeah, I get a big monster is coming in and causing havoc, but god damn, imagine the bad breath on him. Anyways, enough of that, and let's get on to our hygienic donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, Jay Tin Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScyther9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Scouchia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitten A9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Tim Bob, and many more amazing peoples. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.